Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Kirk Cousins was on the show at 11. Robert Griffin was on the show at 11:45. What is the 12 o'clock hour have in store?
Goodness gracious.
Not really sure where we go from there. If you miss Kirk Cousins, we'll re-rack that for you in about 40 minutes at 1. Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Look, as I mentioned earlier at the top of the show, Robert Griffin just tweeting these veiled comments about DC and people with the Redskins, that does nothing for me. I want nothing to do with that. He needs to stop doing that. But in reaching out to him and saying, hey, you want to have a conversation? We got a platform. Let's do this. He said yes. And he came on the show and we had that conversation. And this is a discussion, by the way, that I think many of you have felt like, from a closure standpoint, you've wanted for a long time. And if you enjoyed it, great. And if you didn't, that's fine too. But I think a lot of people got a lot out of that. I think it was good for Griffin. I think it was good for us. People know my take by now. This was not going to work with Jay Gruden. Right. I'm not sure that he's going to have success as a passer in the NFL. He asked our opinions at one point, and I relayed to him it wouldn't have worked with Jay Gruden. My thought all along was they should have gone with Kirk Cousins, and they did. But to Griffin's credit, first of all, coming on the show, answering all the questions he did, that is not easy.
It's not easy at all.
You're under fire for 20-plus minutes. He did it seamlessly. I give him credit for that. There's a lot to take out of that conversation. Where do you start?
The ability to walk the line between, hey, it didn't work here, and there are plenty of reasons why, versus also not holding any grudges. That's what impresses me about him. Now, whether you believe he doesn't hold any grudges or not, that's I, the beholder. I'm sure my Twitter mentions, I haven't looked at him, but I'm sure it's, oh, yeah, right, I don't believe you, versus, yeah, see, I told you guys, whatever it is. Whatever you took in is probably what you'll take out. But to me, to be able to say, if you truly in your heart believe it didn't work here because of Shanahan, because Jay Gruden didn't believe in me, because he had an offense, as he was tweeting last night, that wasn't tailored for me. It was tailored for the backup quarterback or the two backup quarterbacks in Colt McCoy and Kirk Cousins. And that was doomed to fail, to not have any resentment or at least come across publicly that way when you have every chance in the world to slam the guy or slam the guys or slam those that would design that kind of system and scheme and setup. I think was pretty impressive to me, honestly. I know that I'm way more petty than that, and I would certainly hold a grudge, and I probably would have voiced it.
He said the quarterback that is there now, not Kirk Cousins' name. Did you notice that? I don't think he ever said Cousins or Kirk. He said the quarterback that is there now. Huh. That was a quote at one point. You asked him if Cousins deserved a long-term contract. He basically said, does he want to be there? Mm-hmm. I asked him, are you surprised Cousins is having success? He said he's not surprised with the stats that he's putting up. I didn't think anything he said was particularly complimentary to Cousins, which meshes with a lot of what I heard about his treatment to and relationship with mm-hmm. Kirk Cousins. But, I mean, there are much bigger fish to fry than that. He admitted to some of the things that he did wrong here, which I thought was important. He disagreed with the injury in Cleveland, said he was out of bounds. Well, he was fighting for extra yards at that time.
Lowered his shoulder. I looked at the play.
Yeah, I guess that's semantics, but you're lowering your shoulder trying to pick up more real estate.
So forget about that one. What about in the preseason game with the Redskins where, you know, you ducked and hit a shoulder against Cleveland, I believe, before you ended up getting hurt? I mean, the point stood, I think, but you can refute the general with a specific incident because as an example, but he didn't take care of himself real well. Got hit way too hard, way too often. That's indisputable, right?
He also feels like he's under attack a lot. Now, I'll give him this. From time to time, these stories come out, whether it's something that happens where the Shanahan quote, Santana Moss recently was asked about him. And if you're Griffin, you feel like constantly you're defending yourself. But I also think he continues to talk about DC as well, as you saw yesterday, mm-hmm. which is something we brought up with him via social media and on the interview as well. So I think the one thing I wanted to get across to him is we can't just all pretend like that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And he agreed. We cannot just say 2012 didn't exist. In 2013, 2014, you were the biggest star in sports in one of the seven biggest markets in the country. You were the largest star in sports that year in the nation. Forget D.C. And you meant something to this city that was taken away within a couple of years. And now we're still, to this day, every debate we have about Cousins, every call we take on Cousins.
It's through that lens.
Without Robert Griffin, they're all different. If he never existed in Washington as a Redskins quarterback, the way people view Cousins is very different.
Mm-hmm.
And in most cases, much more positive because he wasn't the stepchild. He would have been the guy they drafted in the fourth round. So I just think, well, yes, it would be easier for him and for us and for everyone if everyone moved on and we just had a new rule where we never speak about Robert Griffin again. That is not plausible. It's just not. It was way too big of a deal, and it's still too recent. He was on the team in 2015. It's only 2017.
The last thing, and we move on so quickly in this league because it's week to week, but you're right. That was a franchise-altering decision, and then that path we went down. And we've done a bunch of reversing and K-turns to kind of figure out where we're going to go, but it's with that shadow kind of hanging over, and a lot of fans have never gotten over it. And I understand that, by the way, because of how good it was at one point. Wouldn't you try to get back there again? The last thing I will say about this before we jump, and I know our schedule's all out of whack here, is this. Nobody came out clean to me. Nobody came out clean that was there in 12. Nobody emerged with their hands completely pristine. Because you think about Mike Shanahan has gone on radio, gone on television, and been around a couple different times and has given his piece and kind of slowly leaked out the word about not putting the unacceptable plays. And this came from the owner or this and that, blaming whoever. Well, he also hasn't gotten another job. And he's been around, he's been interviewed for a few jobs, but it hasn't happened. And Griffin, of course, the other side of this. Nobody's fully clean, and I don't know that anybody's fully culpable. How it really went, I don't know that we'll ever know because the perspectives are skewed enough and there's enough protectionism, there's enough cover my butt here to try to get myself back in this thing that I don't think we'll ever know the full and complete truth about how it all went. Just for the Shanahan years and then transitioning into Jay Gruden. What was Gruden really hired to work with Griffin? As Griffin claims in that first conversation where they shook hands and said, I believe in you, and then shortly thereafter, you didn't? You know what I mean? Like, what were the actual dynamics and the mindsets of those that were intimately involved for basically this three-year period where he went from the superstar in sports that was carrying the torch for everybody to giant brand disappointment, whatever the heck you want to call it, to, you know, a liability because you had an injury-guaranteed contract and you couldn't play him, couldn't take him out of plexiglass?
Someone just tweeted me and said, get Shanahan on next hour. That's pretty funny. That or we should just reach out to Dan Snyder.
We'll give him a call.
You're going to hear from Kirk Cousins at 1. But let's do this. Let's get back into a slightly more regularly scheduled Grant and Danny next. Get into some of what we liked and disliked from yesterday's game. A couple people on hold do want to talk about our conversation with Griff. So if you want to do that, 800-636-1067 is the number on the Fan.
Great deals, people. Great deals. Go see my guys at Tedbert Ford and get one of these great deals. I've done it twice. Not one time, but two times. Got a 2016 Ford Edge. You know when I got that? 2016. It's awesome. Love that ride. The wife drives that whip these days to and fro from work. Drives the little guy around, goes to the grocery store, plenty of room for the dry cleaning and all the whole nine yards. I got myself a Ford Fusion. 2017 Ford Fusion. You know why? Because it's 2017. I've gone to the gas station and filled up my gas tank twice since I got that car in May. It's charging up downstairs right now this minute. You can get one of those 2017 Fusions. How about this? 0% financing on a 2017 Fusion for 72 months. And up to $10,000 off, 15.9 is where they start. 15.9, then a couple zeros. That is a great deal for a car that will pay for itself in terms of the gasoline that you don't fill your car up with. You get what I'm talking about there? You smell what I'm stepping in? Here's what else you get when you go buy from Tedbert Ford. A little something called Tedbert for Life. Oh, that's lifetime vehicle coverage, people. What it means is they take care of you for life. Anything new, pre-owned, doesn't matter. Less than 100,000 miles, you get the Tedbert for Life lifetime coverage, powertrain, big stuff. Little stuff like they'll fix your windshield for you. Get one of those spider cracks where the web starts expanding. Bring it in. They fix it. They're the best. Go see them and tell them Danny sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.